Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, listeners. Welcome back to the Legal Nurse Podcast. This is Kelly Campbell, your co-host. Today, we have Jill Lublin as our guest co-host and speaker. She is an international speaker on the topics of radical influence, publicity, networking. She is an experienced author with four best-selling books, including Get Noticed, Get Referrals. Her latest book, Profit of Kindness, has reached number one. Jill is the master strategist on how to position your business for profitability and possibility, visibility in the marketplace. Welcome, Jill. Thanks for spending your time with us.
It's so good to be with you. Thank you, Kelly.
Yes. So tell us, how do we get unstuck? I've been reading some of your books, and it's fascinating. I have a lot to learn today.
Oh, you know, in terms of how do we get unstuck in terms of wherever you're at with your project? Is that what you mean?
Yes. You know, I've read that you're the master of helping people get noticed and not be, I guess, afraid of taking the first step. So I should have clarified that first question. I'm sorry, audience. I'm just ready to dive in, and I'm thinking of myself getting unstuck, you know. So how should we do that?
Absolutely. So, you know, the thing about publicity is, first of all, I want to just really give you a broad definition of it, because that might help you get unstuck. Meaning, publicity happens from the minute you walk out your door. Isn't that amazing? From the minute you walk out your door. So it's important to have a clear message, to be consistent with what you do. So the stuckness often comes, this is my opinion and what I've seen, from people not knowing their message appropriately, from not being aware how to present yourself. And so they get maybe scared, or, oh gosh, you know, I have to be perfect before I can tell people who I am, or I have to have it all together and everything's, you know, just sparkling clean on my website or my marketing materials. Well, I don't agree on any of that. And I just say, you start where you start. You take that first step, baby step. You get some help and support from a coach, or and start doing the doing. Meaning move, because honestly, no movement, it creates just that, no movement. So my thing, and hey, listen, I get stuck too, we all do, and I seek professional advice. I get people who know more than I do around me. I stay accountable to coaches and consultants. I, you know, invest in myself. So I think that's really a good key, is make sure that you have people around you that you know who to call, who's professional, that you can work with the right people. And if you have to just call a friend and say, I feel stuck, what should I do? You know, and start there might be good.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you know, I do rely on Pat as a coach and accountability partner. So that's a great point. All right. So what should we know about an organization before we decide it is a good place to network, to meet our attorneys, or people who know attorneys? And the reason I'm asking this is, lately I've been reading actually some of Pat's email blasts. And, you know, I've worked with some of the attorneys that I think, uh-oh, what am I in for? You know, having a good client is very important, not just for my sanity, our sanity, but for even our work product in the long run and our reputation. So what should we know about an organization, or what do we do What are some key points we should look for?
So I think it's, you know, look on their website, start there. Look at their positioning statements, vision statements. Look at their annual reports. I look at their staff, who works with them. And, you know, I like to say, why should we care, right? You always have to kind of look in and ask the question, what do they care about? And speak to that, because, you know, that's what they care about, and you better just get on board with that, honestly, to best serve the company. So your question needs to reflect around, how can I best serve the company, right?
Oh, so true. So true.
And I think that's really a big one.
Yes. And at the same time, then I think about my own website, and I need to go back and realize what my mission statement is and make sure it's reflecting, because other people will be looking at that now too. So say we become a part of this organization or accept these attorneys as clients, not just take any client, or we decide to join the organization. Sorry, I'm firing all these questions at you. I've been anxious to speak with you all afternoon.
Oh, you're so great.
I have been. I have a list of questions. So get ready, Jill.
I love it.
Okay. Well, so say we decide to become a part of an organization. How fast should we expect to get results when we become part of this organization?
Okay, so, you know, the truth is publicity is good for whatever size organization you are. And I've worked with people from solopreneurs to Philips Corporation to banks, software companies, attorneys' offices, and all in between. And that's what I love, is the dynamic, you know, possibilities here. You know, as far as getting results, I think it's really important to be, well, a little patient with your publicity. Meaning, I tell people to start 3, 6, and 9 months ahead of whatever you need.
3, 6,
right? Yes.
6, 9. Okay. All right. So the value of a structured networking group, you know, So here in Pittsburgh, I do dedicate time to networking. You know, on Tuesday mornings, I go to a networking group. And they're designed to promote referrals. What can you tell us about the value of structured networking? Is it more, I enjoy the coffee, sometimes the donut in the morning, Tuesday mornings, or, you know, am I wasting my time?
So it's never about the coffee, although God knows it's good to have good coffee. And, you know, I love to say it's never about the food. If you want food, go out to lunch with your friend. However, being around the food is a wonderful place, by the way, to network. And I always say to people, especially those who are more introverted, and, you know, which I work a lot with introverts and shyer people, you know, get around the food. People talk around food. They just naturally, somehow, wonderfully get more gregarious. So I think that's always really good, the food, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And then, you know, start with just simple things, asking people about them, get them to talk, open up, tell a woman you love her outfit if it's true. Right. Women love that, right? And connect with the person as a person. You know, so that's really helpful. And then, you know, what do you do is a nice question. And by the way, every one of you needs your answer to what do you do. So I always like to suggest that you have this formula that makes things really simple. I call it the problem today is, and that you know what the problem is out there in the world. Like what's the issue that people are dealing with? And I think that's important.
Yeah. Okay. So for example, could you clarify that just a little bit more for me?
Yeah. So
or for us, just in case, sorry, audience. I don't know if I'm dumbing it down for you guys, but just a little bit of an example would be beneficial for me.
Sure. So I have So for example, let's say an attorney focuses particularly on a particular subject matter. Could you give me a subject matter? That'll make it easier.
They're asking about a specific retainer of costs. How about that? Mm-hmm. Or fees? Does that help?
In other words, so maybe the problem today is that it's hard to know what fees to focus on and where the upside, downside, and the borders are, right? Mm-hmm. And so as a specialist in this topic, and then go into what I call the I language, I help you too. But remember, you need to address it's called you language. That's what I really want you to focus on, is using you language as you're talking out in the public, as you're networking. So for instance, I would say, I help you get more visibility and credibility in the marketplace without spending a fortune. I help you get more trust in the marketplace, more exposure. I like more words. I think everybody wants more of something, right?
So I like
more words. Yeah, that's really good.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. I think that helped me, and I'm certain it helped someone else too. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
This is Pat Iyer. I'm pausing the podcast for a moment to ask you a few questions. Do you have a deep drive to be a successful legal nurse consultant? Do you want more clients and cases? Do you want to be on top of your game so that your business thrives? Legal nurse consulting is a competitive field. Stay ahead with the tips in this new book, How to Be a Successful Legal Nurse Consultant. In this clear, easy-to-follow guide, you will discover the strategies that are best for building a strong legal nurse consulting business. You'll learn how successful legal nurse consultants think and behave to assure their success. Don't wait another minute feeling frustrated about your LNC business and not sure what to do to assure success. Order your copy of How to Be a Successful Legal Nurse Consultant at this link, http://lnc.tips/creating series. That's all one word, creating series. The link again is http://lnc.tips/creating series, and use the code LISTENED in the promo code box to get a 25% discount on this book.
Okay, so now it comes time for them to ask a little bit more about me. So what are some of the do's and don'ts about my sound bite or, my sales pitch? Do you have a recommendation there?
You mean for your own?
Yes. Yes.
So tell me your focus. Well, let's play with it. So your focus on your work is, just go ahead and fill in that blank.
Okay. The focus on my work is for legal nurse consulting and life care planning, and I would like to assist you in your medicals records and provide you with the time to focus on the legal aspects while I dive into the medical records and provide you with a medical analysis.
Okay.
Critique me.
Yeah. So what's the problem? What's the problem today?
I could save him time.
Okay. So what's the problem? So the problem is people don't have time to be working on their medical records, right?
Or they don't have the experience or the clinical knowledge. Because I have the medical background. They are the attorneys that have the legal background.
Okay. So the problem today is that that attorneys, let's just take them, have a legal background, but really not the medical background to handle the other parts of what's needed right? And we just kind of just stop there for a minute. You see where that goes?
Yes.
And let's keep it really simple. Really simple. I think that's what the problem is that people complicate things, and then, you know, truthfully, they're not doing things in a way that just keeps really simple ways to, you got to give them the solutions, right? Once they understand what's the issue, now we can focus in on giving people real solutions. Does that make sense?
It does. Yes, it does.
Yeah, and I think that's really the key, is we want to give really simple solutions to people. And so here's the thing that's really important. I want you to speak in what I like to call five-year-old language. Five-year-old language.
Okay.
And keep it really quick, really focused, and use for sure very simple language. That's a big key.
Okay. All right. All right, listeners, we're allowed to talk like a five-year-old.
Yes, exactly. I want you to talk like a five-year-old. I know you're all so smart and probably going, really? She wants me to talk like a five-year-old? Yes, she wants you to talk like a five-year-old. Because, and believe me, I've gotten hired by people. You'll laugh at this. I remember coming into a shipping company, and I sat around the desk with these very intelligent, you know, CEO and marketing people, and I didn't understand a word they said, you know, when they were telling me about their business. And I just like, okay, I need to tell you straight. I don't understand a word you said. And I realigned their message. I made it much simpler. They actually got real PR from that, and were able to much clearly communicate with their clients and, you know, general prospects. People understand what they did now.
You know, that is absolutely true, because, you know, I'm thinking about my work as an expert witness. When I'm speaking to a jury, you know, the attorneys advise me to talk as if I were talking to an 11 or a 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just because we are, the audience and I are talking to an attorney, we should not assume and keep speaking in a medical language. So that's great advice. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
Yes. That's great advice. Okay. Let's see. Let me go through my list of questions here, because I was just taking notes here and I have lost track of where I want to be. All right. Let's go back to networking and the preparation for networking. What do you suggest we do?
So the biggest thing is connecting for your right message, making sure that you're giving a good presentation, because in a way, you know, it's the first presentation people are going to see as they're connecting to you. And so clarity on that communication, your message, having the simplicity, speaking in five-year-old language, all of that really works. And I love that.
Yes. That is going to be my take-home point from today's conversation. Remembering that just because I'm talking to an attorney, and even though I want to impress him, I still need to be very basic.
Exactly. You got it. Exactly. And this is really the point. You know what's so fun is oftentimes the real issue is that we think we've got to like do this song and dance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that's really important, is that guess what? You just need to really, really, really going focused on getting the message so that they can speak it quickly, understand it simply, and that you can get through that first part without having to stumble over yourself.
Like if we would rewind this podcast when you said, tell me about it. And I just went, do the practice and preparation of what not to do. So
exactly.
Yes. Okay. I will do that. That is exactly what
I will do, and I'm certain many of our listeners will listen and think this is what we need not to do. So thank you. Thanks for that wrap up. So tell me, how can our listeners get your book? I love the idea, just the title alone, on kindness. Tell us about your book on kindness.
Thank you. Well, I have a new book out called Prophet of Kindness. And you can find all of my books, I have four of them, on jilllublin.com, J-I-L-L-L-U-B as in boy, L-I-N.com. And Prophet of Kindness is really about how to use kindness in the marketplace. It's a step-by-step, you know, here's what to do, here's how to be more kind, here's what works. And so really, I love that. And I think it makes a big difference with what you're putting out there.
I so agree. I really do. And even in our arena of legal nurse consultants, you know, there's, quote, so many competitors in the legal nurse business. But at the same time, we are a group of entrepreneurs, most of us women, where we need to be kind to one another and encourage one another. And I love the idea of this book. So,
isn't it fun? And it's just so important.
It is. It really is. Like I said, I was looking forward to our conversation.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so delighted to be here. So you can get the book, ProfitOfKindness.com, which is really about kindness and using it in the marketplace and all kinds of ways to create more kindness in your business, to be happier. Of course, you know, who wouldn't want to be happier and more kind, right?
Sure.
Yes, absolutely. And the way to do that, you can go to JillLublin.com, and that's lots of L's in there, so I'll spell it for you. It's J-I-L-L. L-U-B-L-I-N is a Nancy, JillLublin.com. And that will take you right through to Amazon and all your favorite places, and you can visit all the other fun things I do, and it would be great to help any of you with what you need.
Perfect. After we're done recording, I'm going to hit that spot. So thank you.
You're so welcome. Mm-hmm. All right, my dear, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on. Please send my wonderful and good regards to Pat also.
I will. I sure will. Thanks so much.
I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help legal nurse consultants discover ways to strengthen their skills and businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge. Just like the Book of the Month Club, LNCEU.com gives you two online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at LNCEU.com. And last website I want to bring to your attention is the LNCAcademy.com. This is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a solid foundation for your legal nurse consulting practice. Get all the details at LNCAcademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.